This is Hayan Shirara reading Apocalyptine for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Apocalyptine. Wahad. The Arab apocalypse began around the year of my birth, give or take, the human apocalypse a few thousand years earlier. Nan. I earned my living teaching about the human condition, a composite of violence, vengeance, and theft, ingenuity, too, and forms of love unique to men and women, the only species that knows consciously what others of its kind thought and did thousands of years before. Stories, myths, histories, philosophies, all mirrors and constellations showing humanity to itself, none of which will ensure our survival. Tlete. A mile and a half from the border, the Israeli border, Bint Jbeir, the small city my father left in 1967. Its orchards, hillsides, rivers, roads, highways, bridges, houses, schools, restaurants, coffee shops, pharmacies, hospitals, cemeteries, twice in his lifetime, obliterated. Arba. The Arab apocalypse began in the 1950s and 60s in Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Syria, and Iraq. The human apocalypse in 1945 in a desert in New Mexico, where scientists exploded the first atomic bomb. Khamsa. In Beirut, snipers picked off children sneaking to buy candy, yet the population grew. Sitte. In 1972, my father paid $9,000 for a house in Detroit. 40 years later, a foreclosure, it sold for $8,000. Its windows, doors, floors, walls, the porch, the mailbox, the tree in front, birch or poplar, gone. Now, weeds and bushes block the drive. Vines where the chimney once was creep over the rooftop. Saba. In Freefall, an expert in urban decline describes Detroit's population. At the current rate, by the beginning of the next century, stray dogs will outnumber people. Tmeni. Soon as I earned enough to get out, I got out. Still, a street comes to mind. Forest, Grand, St. Aubin, Lafayette, or the bridge over the river to Belle Isle, or the tunnel lights before Joe Louis Arena, or disappearing in a rearview mirror, the horizon with smokestacks, which once upon a time I believed no other on earth could match in perfection. Tissa. The Arab apocalypse began on a piece of paper in 1917. The human apocalypse 50,000 years ago, when hunters wiped out the giant kangaroo. Ashra. In politics, practically nothing is new. 2,400 years ago, Plato worried about speech acts, which he called craft. The crowd swayed so easily by emotion and flattery, interest and advantage, the logical failures to follow. Hadash. Today, which poems will cause institutions to fail? Who worries about that? Nosh. The city was here when lust lured us away from the animals, when kings and the children of gods hunted side by side in the forest of lesser gods, when Priam begged for his boy's broken body, when Achilles, cruel and beautiful, chose death for glory, when Abram became Abraham and Muhammad heard God's voice in a lightning bolt. It was here, and the asphalt and concrete won't reveal what it was. The rivers won't either, or the trees, or the soot turning factory walls and lungs permanently black. Whatever it was, swamp, forest, glacier, it was there. Kleptosh. The apocalypse began with 1,000 hoofbeats across a field, men hollering, women wondering where to hide the children. "Here," a mother said, "we will hide in the earth. Our ancestors are already there. The rest will follow."